Politicians go after illicit drug industry. The crime is manufacturing and distributing illicit drugs. The criminals are the growers, the so-called labs where deadly chemicals get mixed into pills and powders, and most certainly the dealers who take advantage of everyone who uses these drugs. Too many have become addicted, too many have died. Politicians, do your job. Spend what it takes to provide the resources to help addicts get off drugs, off the streets and out of hospitals. Families, healthcare workers, businesses, neighborhoods, even the legal system will be relieved. We're counting on you to take action before the next election. Judith Hodgson, Victoria. Show compassion. Deal with drug use. Why are Premier David Eby and his NDP government not listening to the people of British Columbia and specifically to the residents of Victoria when it comes to the decriminalization and open use of illicit drugs and safety? Do they not see what is happening on our streets and our hospitals? Where is the leadership we all have elected and depend on? It's time Eby and Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto, who don't live in Victoria, take a stroll down Pandora, Douglas and other side streets and witness the decline of our beautiful city. Let's get something straight. We do not have a housing crisis, we have a serious drug crisis which is causing, among other problems, homelessness, a serious result of addiction. So, the government's solution is to provide addicts with free drugs which some of them in turn sell on the streets. I've been to many AA meetings with friends who are alcoholics and never once did I ever witness them getting free alcohol to help them with their addiction or ensure they were ingesting safe alcohol. Sobriety was encouraged and mandatory in AA meetings. I know there is a difference between alcohol and drug addiction, but what's the immediate solution to the drug crisis? Reverse the law, like Oregon did, on decriminalization of illicit drugs, that is, if we really care about these people. Give the police the power to arrest anyone openly possessing and or using these drugs. Then, give these people the help they need instead of spending money on free drugs and all the other expenses that go along with placating their habits. The open drug use is not only affecting the addicted, it's also affecting the rest of the community. Simple solution? Of course not, but it's a start to really caring and showing compassion. Like graffiti, if you don't clean it up, it gets worse. Suzanne Holunga, Victoria. Ironing skills are not based on gender. Please, Prime Minister, dress just a bit better. Letter, April 24th. The letter addressed Justin Trudeau's pants that looked like he slept in them, and said that Sophie would never have allowed him to go out without pressing his pants first. Oh, absolutely, because clearly in this day and age, it's essential to assign household tasks based on outdated gender stereotypes. I mean, who cares about individual skills, preferences or personal interests? Let's just ignore the fact that ironing clothes has nothing to do with gender and continue perpetuating these archaic beliefs. After all, progress and equality are highly overrated. So yes, let's stick to the traditional and oh-so-logical notion that a woman should iron a man's pants because, well, who needs common sense anyway? TJ. Flett. Victoria. Cancer screening? Need a doctor first? Last fall, my husband and I received letters from our doctor of several years, telling us that he was, in his words, scaling back his practice, would no longer be our doctor, and advising us to get on the registry list. As the months go by, we have found that any health-related contact requires a doctor referral and/or office to receive correspondence. Even medical offices and hospital programs where we have previously been treated require a new referral. Recently, I received the colon cancer screening reminder. I took it to the lab to pick up the test but was told I cannot get it since I do not have a family doctor. I thought this must be wrong, so I called the phone number and found it to be correct. It should have been enough that the screening program sent the reminder. I was told to go to a walk-in clinic to get a referral for the test, which, in my opinion, is another waste of healthcare dollars. Very disappointing that cancer screening in BC is only for those that have a family doctor. Carroll-Toy. Parksville. Government should listen to its critics. Re. Consolidate parties on the center-right. Letter, April 23. The letter writer, desperate to see Premier David Eby and the NDP replaced via a conservative provincial win, comments, "Our province is the laughingstock of this dominion. Inept at every conceivable level. It cannot and must not be allowed to continue. Actually, I find Eby's government fairly EPT and doing a good job in universally challenging times." Which doesn't mean that the writer won't get his wish, eventually. From all the online news and viewpoint I take in, I conclude first, that institutions, traditional, conventional, social, bearing on governance and social conduct, are experiencing a loss of credibility and, as a consequence, diminishing influence in matters of both principle and social management, and second, an inclination everywhere, in these increasingly chartless times, to drift from ostensibly conservative administrations toward fascist embrace and autocracy, not least, a presidential aspirant to our South who would be king. Advice. To fans of conservativism, do nothing to improve the prospects for a new dark age. And to the provincial government, invite your critics in, be excellent listeners, and take their concerns seriously and incorporatively. Jean Miller, Victoria. Send us your letters. Email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.